You are listening to WSIU, and this is In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. The Illinois Board of Higher Education has approved its fiscal year 2022 budget and sent that on to the Illinois legislature. The new proposal includes a $50 million increase for MAP funding, as well as a 2% increase for public universities and a 2% increase for community colleges. I talked with SIU President Dan Mahoney about the importance of those increases for the SIU system.
We've had a lot of obviously financial struggles through the COVID pandemic crisis, and more so than even normal. But I was happy to see that they were advocating for higher education, that IBHE did take the stand of trying to increase funding, even if it was at a smaller amount. And then putting money towards the MAP funding, which is really needed at this point. So I think I liked what I saw in their budget. Always would like more. It was about a 2% increase across institutions, but an increase of any type at this point would be appreciated.
And of course, that budget wouldn't start until July 1st. You still have to manage the final 6 months of this fiscal year. You mentioned the challenges that COVID-19 have brought on the university. How is that going in terms of managing what's available and worrying about potential increased costs that may pop up that you're not aware of?
Yeah, and it has been and continues to be challenging. So if you look at how much the COVID crisis has cost us in either in lost revenue or additional expenses, it's pretty significant. The COVID relief bill that was passed at the federal level certainly helped. So that brought in about, roughly close to $10 million per institution after you factor out the money going directly to the students, which is about $4 or $5 million per institution. So that certainly helped deal with some of the financial hit, but it doesn't fill the whole gap in, maybe fills in about 25 to 30% of it. So we're still managing through a lot of that and making reductions. But again, we budgeted fairly conservatively considering the fact that we knew there were going to be financial challenges this year.
I know this kind of gets into the weeds a little bit, but SIU School of Medicine operates its own healthcare system as well. And healthcare systems are having particular trouble in terms of ramping up the staff needed to take care of COVID-19, in addition to taking care of their normal day-to-day responsibilities. Is this something that you think SIU Medicine will be able to weather through, and is it starting to rebound a bit?
Yeah, it certainly has started to rebound. And then that was the real challenge at the beginning of the COVID crisis. They were really hit financially more than any other part of the system because everything was going towards COVID, and particularly elective medical procedures, which is financially what they rely on a lot. We just weren't doing those for a couple months. And so it was a big impact. Since then, it's really started to rebound and things are back to normal a little bit. But again, there was still that impact during the summer. They had to make some significant changes to get to weather through that. But at this point, it seemed to be moving in a more positive direction, and hopefully will continue to.
As we record this, it's the week of the inauguration. There was a lot of talk of change and hope and particularly of inclusion and diversity. We saw a lot of people talking about how things are going to change from the federal level all the way down. How do you think that the plans that you've heard so far really go along with the initiatives that you're starting to put in place in terms of diversity and inclusion?
Yeah, certainly they work well together. So far what I've seen, I think will certainly be supportive and consistent with the things we're trying to do at the system level across SIU. So again, I'm optimistic about the future. Only in day two now. But again, we're still optimistic about kind of where we're headed. And hopefully, again, we'll consistently see that type of support for diversity, equity, and inclusion programs and some of the changes that we're making.
I know I've talked to some leaders on both campuses that talked about the difficulty in putting some of those diversity initiatives in place when you can't have a lot of face-to-face conversations. You've had the Conversations for Understanding, those online events several times over the last fall, and I understand those are supposed to continue. How important is it as we start to come out of COVID-19 and groups are able to form that you really start having those dialogues face-to-face in person?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting back to that. That has created a lot of challenges, and even just kind of a working meeting sometimes. We're trying to figure out, one of the things we want to do is make sure we're assessing ourselves and what we're doing relative to diversity, equity, inclusion, but figuring out how to do that across the system is not as easy as if we could get into a room together and kind of work through all of the details. And so there certainly are some challenges on all of that. But we do have another Conversation of Understanding actually coming up on January 26th that will focus on race issues and the COVID crisis and how those interact and how that has impacted us as a system. So that's our next conversation.
We've talked a lot in the past about diversity and inclusion on each of the campuses and through the system, but what about looking outward, the services that the university provides in each of the regions, in the Carbondale region, Edwardsville and Springfield and beyond? How important is it for that message and that kind of philosophy to be brought out into the community?
Well, we're hoping to do that is again, we're trying to do better at what we do within the system, but also impact the region and also do things to support the region as well, particularly communities that need that type of support. So we have been talking a lot lately about, and for lack of a better term, developing something along the lines of a center for community transformation, where we would be a resource and hub for communities that were looking to make significant changes, particularly communities that maybe have been struggling. And that's, I think, one of the things we can do. And it fits very nicely into our role as a public university system.
Dan Mahoney is the president of the SIU system. For In Focus, I'm Jennifer Fuller.